You know, some people call it a guarantee. Some people call it whatever they want. But, you know, anything less than a Super Bowl, you know, victory is a disappointing season. So I stand by what I said. I mean, I don't care who we play, where we have to play. We won't be satisfied until we're hoisting that trophy. So if, you know, if New England wins out and we win out and we end up meeting them, we'll have to go there and beat them, and that simple.
Is that something you felt all year? Is it something where the confidence increased in the last few weeks?
I felt that way the whole year. I felt that way when I signed here last year. This is one of those type of organizations where it's Super Bowl or bust. You know what I mean, we have a high standard here. It starts with Mr. Elway, and he wants championships, and so do we. So, you know, right now we're just trying to peak right now as a defense and playing our best when it counts. And, you know, teams that win right now and end up winning Super Bowls are teams that can play good defense and teams offenses that can run the ball. And right now we're fulfilling that blueprint.
Speaking of defenses, I mean, you just got Danny back. You lose Brandon. I mean, it just seems like Brandon's one of your better, having a great year. How do you absorb those losses if it turns out they're out?
Well, we faced a lot of adversity. We faced a lot of adversity last year and still made the Super Bowl. But our coaching staff, Coach Del Rio, does a great job of putting guys in position to make plays. We have a lot of depth. You know, not a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, but, you know, Ty Davis could come in and make an impact. You know, when Corey, he proved that he can come into a game and be an impact. So right now, you know, with the injuries, you know, we'll work through it. You know, hopefully guys get back the sooner the better. But, you know, all that does is put the onus on the D-line, and we're ready for that pressure.
Yeah, Terrence, so somebody from another team said they thought they could win the Super Bowl. Does that bother you at all?
No, I mean, I hope that's everybody's plan. I hope that's what's on their agenda. You know what I mean? When we start the offseason back in April, everyone says Super Bowl, Super Bowl. Around this time, teams start weeding themselves out. And obviously, we've earned the right, you know, to talk about it because we'll be in the playoffs winning our division. So, you know, we still got two games left in the season. We want to win every game each week, you know, and wherever we seed. But, you know, we're going to have the type of mentality, and myself and the leaders are going to make sure that we know that if we have to go on the road and beat someone, then that's what we're going to do.
Kind of weird to see Peyton Manning go out and come back. Were you a little worried there?
No, I wasn't worried. You know, when you're someone like Peyton, when you're mentioned in the talks of the Michael Jordans, you know, the Tiger Woods, the Wayne Gretzky's, when you're in that type of category, you know, the flu or whatever was wrong with him, you know, I knew he was going to battle through it. You know, those type of guys, those upper echelon type athletes, you know, you're going to have to take them out on the stretcher for them not to play. So when he came jogging out on the field, it was typical pain. It was just him being the leader, him being competitive, being selfless because he cares about the team and he wants to win. He knew how important it was. I told him, I was like, man, there's no way you could have sat out the game for the flu because Michael Jordan didn't sit out. So, you know, when you're in the same realm as a Michael Jordan, you have high standards.
When you see a guy like Chris Harris take out basically a hometown discount and stay here, what's that say about the Broncos and the culture?
Well, I talked to a lot of guys, and I told Chris, just, you know, coming from where I came from, you know, the grass is not green on the other side, you know, and sometimes it means a lot more to be in a winning organization and making money than being in a losing organization and making money and playing for 2 years and then you're gone and you're going somewhere else. So, you know, he'll be a Bronco for the rest of his life, and that's good. You know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes winning overshadows how much money you make because I'm pretty sure there's guys that, you know, wish that they were on winning teams and would sacrifice a few million dollars to be in the position we're in.
Is that something that's going to play into your thinking in the next few months?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't want to leave. I want to be here. But I've been in the position before. I know how it works. And, you know, you got to do what's right for your family, but you also got to, you know, do what's right for your career. So Denver is definitely where I want to be. And, you know, when that time comes, even if they're in the ballpark, I'll be a Bronco.